We reserve a few minutes to discuss current trends that you'd expect from reading unfulfilled Bible prophecy. Biometrics, artificial intelligence, cashless commerce, the manipulation of human DNA, global government, instantaneous global communication, and the movement to rebuild a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. These are all predicted in the Bible, and there's news about all of them all the time. They're kind of converging in a really rapid way. There's a fascinating phrase in the last chapter of the Old Testament book of Daniel. It's there in Daniel 12:4. He says, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, knowledge shall increase." Now, it is possible to interpret knowledge several different ways. One is a growing understanding of biblical prophecy, that not everything that was prophesied in the Old Testament would be understood until the New Testament era. And we see that in many cases, particularly Israel's role in God's unfolding plan, which we as dispensationalists emphasize in our teaching about prophecy. In other words, Israel is separate from the church, and the church is separate from Israel. And though everyone is always saved the same way, God has a different path for the Jews to walk and a different path for the church to walk. Another way to interpret the phrase "knowledge shall increase" is that there will be a surge in knowledge, technology, and information in the last days. It's a prophecy pointing to the modern era, obviously, where rapid advances in science and communication and global travel are viewed as signs that the world is moving closer to the fulfillment of end time events. By far, the most significant increase in knowledge is the surge of artificial intelligence, AI. It's the one tech advancement that can bring all the others together and really make it powerful. As to knowledge, some believe that AI can and will surpass human intelligence, predicting it could happen within the next few decades. In fact, it has many worried. Elon Musk, when he isn't putting out Tesla fires, considers AI, and I quote, "the most serious threat to the survival of the human race." A landmark report by AI experts concluded this: the potential for artificial intelligence systems to be used for malicious acts is increasing. And if you think about AI and read through portions of the book of the Revelation, especially chapters 12 and 13, you can see how AI could fit the bill for many of the things that are going to be happening in the future. Now, we are never saying that the things we talk about are the fulfillment of prophecy. AI, I can't say it is the fulfillment of prophecy, whether it's the growth in knowledge or the animation of the mark of the statue image of the beast. We're simply pointing out that AI and many other amazing tech advances are what you would expect from reading your Bible. There has to be mechanisms for these things to come true. Now, I mentioned that the church and Israel have separate destinies. All of Israel that survives the coming seven-year Great Tribulation will be saved. That time that we call the Great Tribulation has several names, many names actually in Scripture. One of them is the time of Jacob's trouble. And what that means is that it is geared towards Jacob or the Jews. And when you read about the tribulation in Revelation, when you read Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11, you see that that time is especially for the Jews, for God to bring them to salvation. And at the end of the tribulation, just about they're getting wiped out, they call out to God and he saves them, and all surviving Israel is saved. Now, what happens to the church? Well, Jesus said, "I will keep you from the hour of trial, which will come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." No matter how you try and interpret or reinterpret that, it most obviously means the church won't go through the specific time of trouble, which is coming on the whole world, the tribulation. The resurrection and rapture of the church is what's in store for us, and that happens before the Great Tribulation begins. The Lord said he would return, he would raise the dead in Christ, and then he would rapture or change, transform living believers, giving us our glorified bodies, and we would be caught to heaven. The tribulation on earth, we come back with the Lord in his second coming to establish the promised kingdom. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.